Yo, it's the real deal. O'Neal's on the mic. A dad and his kid, and we say what we like. From the Detroit burbs, yeah, we cover that map. Dropping all things good in a flat rim cap. Pop talk, gang talk, my body too. With the Motor City rhythm and the hometown crew. So if you're feeling the vibe, go ahead, press play. It's all things good every week, no delay.
And the intro is in, concluded, and we have a new episode. It's the Real Deal O'Neal's All Things Good podcast. I'm your host, Aiden, and I'm always joined by...
Yeah, your dad, Stu O'Neal.
Yes.
You ready for a good one?
Yeah.
I'm loaded for bearing this one. I think we got some really good stuff. Yeah.
You guys just got back from Los Angeles.
We did. Yeah. Cali time.
How was that?
Oh, dude. It was really cool. We went to L.A. We went to the Hollywood Bowl to see a concert with your Aunt Nikki and Uncle Peter called LCD Sound System. They were, the intro band was Pulp. They're,
nice.
And it was great. LCD Sound System in particular was, it was glorious. It was really cool. And being at the Hollywood Bowl, that's famous. I mean, I remember hearing it as when I was a kid, not at the exact time, but, you know, it was famous because the Beatles went there. Everybody went there. It's an outdoor amphitheater.
Yeah, we've been there, right?
No.
We have not gone to this
one. The Hollywood Bowl? No.
Where have we gone?
Well, we've gone in a lot of places.
No. We went to L.A. We went to this one amphitheater area.
Is that after the Jimmy Kimmel show?
I want to say it was that one.
Well, yeah, that was behind it. We went to the Jimmy Kimmel show because I was working at GTB at the time, and I had a friend, a colleague, get us tickets to Jimmy Kimmel.
Yep.
And who performed after the show?
Charlie Puth.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is prime Charlie Puth, too.
Yeah, exactly. It was, about eight, 9 years ago. Hey, let's have an oyster break. What do you think?
Sure, yeah, we got some oysters.
We have some oysters that are from Whole Foods. I get them every Friday, or try to. You know why?
Why is that?
They're on sale.
Frugal.
$12 for a dozen, $1 a piece, so they're half off. So, yeah, let's do it.
$1 a piece for that, all right.
Mm.
That is good.
Oh, man, that was really good.
Always.
Yeah, very good. And you have a beverage. What are you drinking today?
So we've got Lemon Perfect, which is one of our favorite drinks.
We've friend of the show.
We've
sponsor
drank it on the pod.
Occasional sponsor, Lemon Perfect. Drink more lemons. It's really great. It's like a lemonade that's sweetened
With stevia.
We talked about it before.
Many times.
Get some LP.
It's the watermelon flavor that I'm trying. This one's really good.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, I still think my favorite's the coconut one, though.
Yeah, all right.
Coconut's still my favorite.
Not mine. But I do appreciate them all. They have a new iced tea flavor as well.
Is it like half and half?
Oh, like an Arnold Palmer?
No. Yeah.
I guess they're trying to go for that. And it's a Blue Crystal Mountain flavor.
Really?
No. Remember that from Talladega Nights? And this prayer is brought to you by
Powerade.
Mountain Dew's new flavor.
No,
Powerade's new flavor. Blue Misty Mountain.
Something around that realm. That was back when Powerade was...
Relevant?
Relevant. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, no, L.A. was great. So we did that. We had some great sushi because I think the major food groups for L.A. for me when I'm out there are sushi. The sushi just, I mean, come on, they're a coastal state, and they're much closer to Japan. I mean, Christ, I don't think Michigan should expect to have good sushi,
No, but at the same time, too, when we went there, we were big on their taco trucks.
Yeah, it was the other food group. Yep, we did. We were chasing down taco trucks. I think their Mexican food is sublime because their
high Hispanic population.
Yeah, huge. And it used to be Mexico. Google that. So, yeah. The Mexican food is great. And then also, shout out to our prior episode, award-winning episode, on hamburgers. I think they really lean into the burgers there. So, yeah, I had an In-N-Out burger.
Oh, nice. What'd you get on it?
I went. Do you remember the off menu, but everyone knows it, order?
Yes.
Say it.
the off menu order?
It's animal style.
Animal style.
Yeah, which I think just means more cheese and sauce and onions. I don't know, but just anyway, a lot so more. So we got the Marcy and I each got a shallot Marcy, friend of the pod. We each got a cheeseburger animal style and split some fries. Fries, good, really shockingly good, you know. And I'd say the burger is really good. I think it's overrated. I don't think, you know.
You think the In-N-Out burger is overrated?
The patty itself, when you look at the burger, you got to go double. That's my takeaway. You got to go double.
Yeah,
you can't go single because the single, I mean, you can't say that that's better than Wendy's. I mean, maybe cumulatively when you bring the condiments, their sauce and the vegetables, the pickles, the lettuce, gotta love that, and their bun, I mean, it all works great. It's a wonderful wonderful burger. However, I'm still Shake Shack all the way, although I think that's more expensive anyway. How about you?
Well, I mean, I haven't had In-N-Out in a minute to where I could have a comparison. Like I mentioned last episode, I'd have to have it again. Right now it's leaning more towards Shake Shack because I've had that more,
man. Shake Shack just hits, you know?
It does, but at the same time,
so good.
If I have In-N-Out again, I'm going to know it's In-N-Out.
Yeah, and I think one thing to take into consideration, I think the Shake Shack burger is about twice the cost.
Exactly.
I mean, it was $4.50 for the cheeseburger that I had, and I think it's $8-$9 over at Shake Shack. So,
$8-$9 for just a single burger? I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, Shake Shack. They bring in the New York pricing, you know? Shout out Danny Meyer, friend of the pod, restaurateur.
Yep.
A brilliant restaurateur. But so then, and then, so after Hollywood, we went up to Ventura.
Mm.
And you know, which is a coastal town, about an hour north of LA. Yeah, hour north means like 14 miles.
Right.
Because traffic's so horrible. But you know what we had up there?
What's that?
We went to an oyster truck.
Okay.
And we had oysters raw. We had oysters grilled two ways.
Grilled oysters?
Well, what they do is, and we're going to have it after this. So you've had raw oysters. We're going to do grilled oysters. So what you do is you shuck them. You top them with whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You throw them in the broiler or over on a grill, and it'll cook the protein.
I got you.
And then the stuff on top. And it's glorious. Yeah, so we're going to have that afterwards.
Nice.
Do you remember what else we're having for dinner tonight?
We're having swordfish.
Yeah, why are we having swordfish?
Because you want me to get into eating fish.
I do.
And I'm not big on fish.
No, you're not. You're not. And I do remember this specifically.
Like cod.
Well, yeah, but you like cod when it's, you know, covered in batter and deep fried. So it's like, I don't even know
fish
if that
and
counts.
Chips.
Yeah, that's a way to take a healthy protein and again make it
taste
unhealthy.
Amazing.
It can taste amazing with all that breading. Okay. And so we're gonna have swordfish. Swordfish was my gateway
to fish,
pescado fish. When I was your age, I went to a restaurant. I don't even know if it exists anymore. It's called Sweet Lorraine's, and had it there, and it just doesn't have the strong fish flavors that you associate negatively with fish, and it's also its texture is more of that of like a steak, you know. So
I got you.
Yeah. So I hope that has the positive impact on your consumption.
Hopefully, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we will. And then after that, we went down to Laguna Beach for.
I remember Laguna.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great. Great beach.
And yeah, because Aunt Heidi and Uncle Steve lived in Laguna
Yeah, they
beach.
Lived in Laguna.
They had the coolest goddamn place, you know.
Yeah, they really did.
Yes. I don't know that you saw that one. You saw their other place, which was great.
Back in 2018? Because I remember going to their
No, I think they I think they had a small apartment.
I liked it though.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. But I mean, was it in a condo like residence or was it a standalone?
It seemed more condo like
that was their secondary home, which was
oh, okay.
cool as hell as well. And that was in Laguna Hills, but they were renting this apartment in Laguna Beach, which was the coolest thing ever.
Right.
So we loved that, and we went to all the restaurants that we loved. I've been going to this sushi restaurant called Hoppy Sushi, H-A-P-I, shout out Hoppy.
I remember you mentioned that.
The first time I went there, I was about your age.
Oh, really?
Yep. And it was extraordinary. And Marcy and I went there and had great sushi and great fun again, and then lots of tacos, lots of other stuff, and, you know, got to really... celebrate and think about, Grandma Kathy, because, you know, was had a lot of great memories with her prior to her passing. And so, we had a, you know what else was really cool?
What's that?
Oh, you remember, I was talking with you on the phone when Marcy and I were at a place called Mozambique, which is an extraordinary place to see the sunset in California or in Laguna. And then while we were there, a rocket was launched by SpaceX, and it was really cool.
Yes, I did see that.
And you could see the particles breaking off as it separated from one rocket to another. So I don't know. It was a great trip. I love California, I'm glad to be back. But again, if I could say one thing that everybody should do, listen to LCD Sound System. They're extraordinary. So, check them out, especially this song "New York, I Love You," which is a really good song. I think it's great. So, what's going on with you? What's been making you happy?
These days, on the topic of wellness, one thing I've been doing a lot recently, and it's been helping my overall mental well-being, is keeping my phone on Do Not Disturb. I've had this weird sort of, I get this rush of dopamine every time that I get a notification on my phone, like, who is it from? Is it from a friend? Is it from you? Is it from Ava? Blah, 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 blah. And putting my phone on Do Not Disturb made me sort of have these expectations that my phone's just not going to go off, and then I'll just see what happens later.
Yeah, that's nice. That's smart.
When I did that, I found myself in a much better, more calm place than I was prior.
That's brilliant.
And honestly, it works. I know a lot of people use Do Not Disturb for when they're going to sleep and that only. But honestly, if you use it for everyday use, unless you have a job that requires you to be on your phone 24/7.
Yep.
Put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Yeah. It works.
Also, I would suggest one thing that helps. Turn off notifications. You don't need notifications from TikTok
those off. Most of the notifications I get are from text messages and from Snapchat, because I use Snapchat
as a communication device.
I hardly post on my story. I don't really have a need to do that. I talk to people on Snapchat. It's not like I love it more than messages or Instagram or so forth. It's just, if I need to have notifications on, I'll have notifications on. For the most part, that's not the case.
No, I think that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Keep doing it. You know, the more separation we can have from our phone, the better, you know.
And I've noticed that now.
Good.
Than earlier.
The one thing I want to highlight, and I think we talked about it before, but I want to talk about specifically what we did in Southern California that really, it just helped my headspace, and it helped me physically because it was a good workout, is we went on hikes. We went on two really remarkable hikes. The first one, and I hate to credit it because it's in direct conflict to what we're just talking about, but I got to credit TikTok because I wanted to go see the Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
And you remember, we went and did that last time. Yeah. We saw it, but we didn't get super close. I wanted to get super close to it. I watched these TikToks that told you where to park, where to go, what to do. You're gonna come through this neighborhood. You're gonna see this. You're gonna think that there's nowhere to keep going, and then you go around this house. Mm. And so, Aunt Nikki, Uncle Peter, Marcy, again, all friends of the pod, obviously. You know, we went there. It wasn't that long. It was only a couple, right, couple miles, and there was a lot of other people doing it. And we got all the way up to just right behind the Hollywood sign. I'll show you some pictures. Awesome.
And that's the good side of social media, is the education factor you get from TikTok. I'm not saying use it for everything, but as far as, like, if you want to learn something new.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, TikTok's really good about that, because if you want to get it from a visual perspective, that's where you use it for.
Oh, we've used it for cooking, right?
Oh yeah, we've used it for cooking. I made my first spam musubi with TikTok.
Yeah, it's, that was really great.
I'm gonna make it again sometime too. Uh-huh. It's
do you know what I saw?
What's that?
Marcy and I, we were at our hotel in Laguda. Right, was right across the street from a Ralph's, which is a grocery store chain. I think they're owned by the same people who own Kroger, but don't quote me on that. But they had some to-go food, and they had that
spam musabi.
They did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really
cool. That's awesome.
I did not get it.
Should have.
I went the healthy route. I got Pringles instead.
That's healthier to you?
No, it's not. But not at all. But,
I mean, I love Pringles.
But I, God damn,
what flavor did you
Pringles.
Get? Original?
You know what? Marcy wanted the OG. Nikki's a big OG person. So
where are you?
And I'm a sour cream and onion man.
I think I got you onto those, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we got that when we went to that Bar Bodega, you know, in Detroit,
before the Tigers game.
Yep. So, but I like the OG, you know, I like the original. I can do that all live long day, and we did.
Right.
You know.
And speaking of the Tigers, they just had, they're playing, I want to say right now, at the time of this recording, they're playing right now.
Are they really? Yeah, they
game
just
two.
Won.
Yeah, Scooble's on the mound this game.
Oh, shit. They can go up 2-0?
Yeah, they can go up 2-0 going back to Detroit. And they had a really good game one. I watched that game.
Yeah.
And when Kerry Carpenter came up to the plate in, I want to say it was the 5th or 6th inning, around that time.
Oh, my God.
This
just in. I'm sorry.
What's up?
What the hell's going on with Yankee pitching?
You know, they have not been.
They lost, what, the first game to Toronto?
10-1.
You know what the score is now, the second game?
I bet it's worse.
13-7, for Christ's sake,
I mean, at
man.
Least they're scoring runs, but yeah, no, these
I know,
pitchers
but,
can't
my God,
pitch.
God, you've given up double digits?
Well, think about this. The offense that the Blue Jays have is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette. That is a loaded roster.
I know.
They're the number one team in the American
League.
It's
Canada. We can't lose to Canada. That's just not
but
good.
But at the
it's
same time,
for,
if you, they have
the
best record in the American League.
Did they really?
Yes.
All right.
They're the number one seed in the playoffs.
I didn't know that.
But the number one seed who has home field advantage throughout the entire playoffs, including the World Series, is our own Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah. God bless Milwaukee.
Yes.
How are they doing?
From the time of this recording, they beat the Cubs in game one, and that was in Wrigley.
Okay. And you know, oh yeah, we were going to talk about that, because as we know from our, my cousins, Dave and Tom, that Wisconsin people don't like Illinois people, you know?
No, they do not.
They're like, Packers don't like Bears.
No, they
do not
like the
strong
Cubs.
Disdain. What's the word you're using? Loathing, I think.
Loathing, yeah. I mean, don't like the Cubs. But at the same time, I don't like the Cardinals a lot more. I think the Cardinals are more of a rival, honestly.
You know, it's interesting. My cousin Tommy, he was a big fan of the Cardinals.
Really?
Yeah.
Growing up.
Cardinals.
Well, the Cardinals in that time frame was the Bob Gibson era.
It's a murderer's row. That was a great team. A great team. They won the 67 World Series, and they lost 68 to
Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Detroit.
Yeah, you goddamn right, Detroit.
I had to think about that one.
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's far.
Yeah, it was
before your time.
I know that was the last World Series the Tigers won before they won it in 84.
Yep, yeah. And yeah, we're a bit of a dry spell since then.
Had a few pennants, but, you know, they got a chance to do it this year.
Yeah. Oh, there's one other thing. I'm sorry, I'm bouncing all over the place today. But one other thing I forgot to mention in the last podcast when we were talking about burgers. It's one of my favorite burgers in Detroit since when I was a kid.
What's that?
National Coney Island Lucy Burgers. That's like
Lucy Burgers.
And what they do is, I don't think you've ever had one.
I don't think I have.
They take a hot dog bun, they pour a bunch of ground beef in it. Like it's basically like a Coney dog only with loose ground beef. So it's ground beef broken up, not in a patty form.
Oh.
And they pour it on there. Then they cover it yeah. with chili and then onions and mustard. Oh God, it's the best.
You turned me off with the chili part. I'm not the biggest chili
dog.
Person.
NCI Lucy Burger. And you know who loves it? Who? Oh, you know who used to work there?
Who?
Uncle Eric.
Is that why he had a bunch of the graduation parties for his kids catered by National Coney Island?
100%.
That's awesome.
Right,
yeah, that's all coming together.
His siblings worked there. His dad worked at the chili company. See, here's what I love about NCI is they make their own chili. It's great. And so Uncle Eric, a huge friend of the pod. Shout out
the brothers and sisters.
Yeah. But Uncle Eric, that's my brother, my hermano right there. Another one. Obviously, there's Uncle Steve. That's the OG brother. But Eric, we love him. And shout out to Aunt Didi as well, another friend of the pod.
The whole Steinwasher family, shout out to them.
Exactly.
Kids, grandkids.
Exactly. We talked about them in our experience in Peru and them, but I don't know if we really gave them the proper praise.
We have
to fet them, as Marcy would say. Fet. F-E-E-T-E, that means it's like French for celebration, like celebrate them.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. I like that word. So anyway, that's a great burger. You got to try it. But it's messy. You can't get it without chili. So the other thing I want to talk about that I'm excited about is a healthy, extremely young, extremely tough Pistons team that's getting ready to kick off. We got Jaden Ivey back. Yep. I don't know if you saw those.
I met his father.
That's right.
I met Jaden Ivey's father.
Tell that story.
So I was working just a regular shift at MJ Diamonds, working with the kiosk area there. Shout out to MJ Diamonds, friends of the pod.
Shout out, MJ.
It's just a regular day, not making crazy sales, but we're making sales.
Yeah.
And I see this guy. He has a shirt that says NFL alumni on it. So I was just talking with him. Great dude. And he ended up buying a ring from me, and he wanted it resized. So we were able to size it down for him. And I asked him, just because of the shirt saying NFL alumni, that I said, hey, I just got to ask, just based off your shirt, did you play in the NFL? He's like, yeah, I played for the Ravens and the 49ers.
Wow.
And he went to Notre Dame for college.
Yep.
I spoke with him a lot about the teammates he was playing with and the organizations he's played with. He prefers Baltimore as far as a facility is concerned and an organization is concerned.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. And he spoke very highly of the late, great Tony Siragusa. And Ray Lewis, obviously. Well, I don't think he was teammates with Goose, but he was teammates with Ray. And he said, I'm just glad he was on my team because everybody else feared him. After I sold him that ring, after I found out he was a former NFL player, we get receipt names on each customer that we sell to. We have to get their first and last name. So I look him up on Google because, I'm curious.
Sure.
Come to find out that he's Jaden Ivey's father.
That's so cool. I didn't know that Jaden Ivey's father played in the NFL.
Yeah, he did. His mother played in the WNBA.
Oh, that's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
Wow.
I believe for the Detroit Titans, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's so cool. I love this team.
I like them, too.
They're in this sweet spot right now where they're young, but they still have some experience.
Yeah, and they've been to the playoffs.
And they're just playing fun. And they went to the playoffs, I think, without Ivy, right?
They went to the they had the whole season without Ivy, pretty much.
Yeah, so now they got him back, and I love that kid. That kid goes. You know, he's a great pickup.
Tobias Harris is a good veteran.
Tobias, I like it fine. He's a good fit. But I mean, I love Duran.
Duran.
Yeah, and I love Thompson And Isaiah Stewart is a tough motherfucker. He went after LeBron. I love that. You know, I really do. It's like the best player in the world. I just love how tough this team is, and they
it's
have
the Detroit grit.
Yeah, I know, but the Detroit grit. And you know what? Hats off to the coach.
Yeah, he's
done it all.
Coach Carter, pretty much.
Monty Williams, who preceded him, was obviously not the perfect fit. He benched Jaden Ivan. So anyway, we're not going to talk negative. We're just going to talk positive. So yeah, I think. I'm really excited for the season.
Yeah. I mean, I'm optimistic about the Bucks this year just because, you know.
Oh, Milwaukee.
Yeah. A team with Giannis is always going to be pretty solid.
They're always relevant, yeah.
They're always relevant with Giannis, but at the same time.
They picked up Miles Turner from Indiana.
They did, and I am excited about that. I'm just a little worried about.
They're not good enough.
They're not going to be.
They're not deep enough.
They're not going to compete with a New York. Or an Indiana, or
I don't think so either. Well, Indiana maybe because Indiana is now without
Halliburton
and without Halliburton. Yeah, so
I forgot about that.
So and you know, so here's the thing: Boston Celtics champions two seasons ago. They're decimated. They traded everybody away.
I think this could be the Knicks' year though.
For the East,
I could see it being the Knicks.
Yeah, it's a battle of attrition. Let's see who's healthy.
It really is.
I agree. But, I mean, honestly, like, the Celtics were one of the best. Now they are not. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be. I mean, Pistons.
They'll be a play-in team. I could see.
And Milwaukee, they're not what they used to be.
Nope.
That's for sure. Miami Heat, not what they used to be.
Nope.
You know, Philadelphia is a dumpster fire. You know?
I mean.
I don't know. Paul George is just the biggest waste of money.
Well. We could see him return to some form. I'm not saying
could. We'll see. Could. We'll see. It all hinges on Embiid. I mean, they have Maxey, who I love.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't know. So I guess what I'm saying is Pistons have a puncher's chance of getting there if they stay healthy, and that's everything. I mean, the NBA is just a battle of attrition, but if they stay healthy, yeah, you never know.
Always watch out for the defending champions too. OKC looked good.
Oh yeah,
whole Western Conference is amazing.
They're tough. They're tough for sure.
And we could even see the Mavericks having a good year too.
Yeah, but they're without Kyrie, and I don't think you can lose one of your best players.
I understand that completely, but all lies on how. Cooper Flagg has of a rookie season that the NBA is projecting him to have.
What do you think about him?
I haven't seen enough tape to really have an opinion on him, but he got Duke further than they've been in recent years. So I am optimistic to seeing how Dallas does.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how he does. Hopefully he does great. I mean, he's not that tall. You know, he's not that athletic, but I haven't seen enough of him either to really – get a beat on it. You know?
I still think the Lakers are better right now, obviously, but
yeah. But I think they're gonna hurt. I don't know. They picked up Ayton, so that'll be good.
They're gonna be okay.
But in other sports news, did you talk with the captain?
The captain.
Your sister.
Oh, did Michigan State rugby win today?
No, they played yesterday.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's right. How'd they do?
They got a whooping from the Wolverines. It was a pretty unfortunate game. I mean, Ava said that they really played well. I mean, they put out a great effort, and everybody tried, as she said.
What was the final score?
Although the tanks were empty, but they lost, and a couple of her teammates went to the ER.
What?
Yeah. Well, one had bruised ribs, which.
That's never
I've
fun.
Had that, yeah, but worse, another one had a severe concussion. She didn't even know where she was at, so
I don't know.
So, you know, big love to the Spartan rugby ladies because they put it all out there. Do you follow them on TikTok?
I don't. Well, yes, because I sent you the.
Yeah, you did.
I sent you the video.
They're doing some fun stuff out there.
They are, and honestly, I can really appreciate that. And at the same time, too, I'm a bit conflicted because I'm always a supporter of my sister, but I'm a Wolverine fan.
Yeah, but so when it comes to...
When it comes to rugby, it's a little different just because that's my sister.
Yeah.
That's my sister.
Family first, yeah. I wanted them to beat the hell out of Michigan, so hopefully...
I wanted my sister to do well, but my loyalty to Michigan is very high.
To a women's rugby team in Ann Arbor? No.
Go blue everywhere.
Oh, fuck those Wolverines. No. And yeah, I got no... No, I'm a green and white on this one all day long.
But everywhere else, no.
Oh, yeah. No, I love you, man. But yeah, that's just the way I was brought up. So.
Yep.
So, I think we've covered a lot of topics today.
We really have. What's been going on recently in pop culture news that you've been...
Oh, I know what you were going to talk about.
What was that?
Something out of Detroit about a new restaurant that's opening up.
Oh, yeah. A Detroit restaurant that's opening up in
Detroit.
That
we love. I shouldn't say they're opening up. They're expanding.
Not in Detroit. They're expanding. So there's a Detroit restaurant called Mad Nice. It's a great Italian cuisine.
It's extraordinary.
It's a combination of Italian food with an LA vibe to it.
I agree with that.
Which I can really appreciate. It's going to the Somerset Collection Mall in Troy, Michigan, and
in the south side.
On the south side of that mall, which is close to the Louis Vuittons, the Gucci's, all the luxury
brands
out there. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what that place is going to turn into because we both have had great experiences there.
They have extraordinary pizza.
Extraordinary pizza, but that ragu pasta that I had.
Yeah, that was really
nice. Was really good. And that what I love the most about it is that it came with a spoon because they knew that there's going to be so much residue, liquid sauce after to where you would eat it like a soup afterwards.
Yeah, and a lot of the way you eat a lot of pasta, although I thought that was rigatoni, but a lot of long, like spaghetti linguine pasta. I remember going over the Forlini's, you know, shout out Tony Forlini. Tony Forlini, my buddy, running for Secretary of State, so shout out to him.
Secretary of State, no kidding.
Yeah, no. Yeah, of Michigan. So he has the full support of the pod. I just want to say that, you know, we're going to vote for him. You know, and we implore everyone to do so as well. He's just a great human being. But they always had a spoon with the fork. So what they do is they take their fork and they put it, they grab the, they'd use the spoon to support the pasta, and then they twirl the pasta in the spoon to wrap it around the fork and then eat it that way. So, yeah, it's genius. But, yeah, Mad Nice coming to Troy. How about that?
I'm loving that, especially... I really want to get some of my friends to give that place a try.
Yeah.
Because I mention it and they say, oh, I want to try. But then we never really get the chance to.
Yeah.
Well, now if we go to the mall, we have to try it. Now.
Yeah. Yeah. The current one is down on 2nd Street, not too far from, spitting distance from Selden Standard. Or a short walk would be a more
another great restaurant.
Oh, my God. The best. The best restaurant in Detroit, hands down.
Went there for my 21st.
Yeah, you did. No, it's my favorite. Andy Holiday, Natasha, his wife, Natasha Marin. They're the best people. It's the best restaurant, best, most consistent restaurant in Detroit and beyond. So everybody go to Selden Standard. Huge friends of the podcast.
Absolutely.
So anyway, what else, my man?
I can't think of much besides the fact that we've got next week to record. But
yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Whose turn is it for a song today?
I think it's yours.
I think so as well.
Because we did the burger episode. We couldn't.
Yeah, that was the bonus episode. So now we're back in the format. So I have a song that I love. And so I've been, Marcy and I, we're really enjoying climate change and 80 degree weather in Michigan, and we're outside listening to the latest Taylor Swift.
Which song?
None of them. I didn't really care for it. It was a little too... I just didn't, you know? I like Taylor Swift, fine. But I was like, yeah, this is kind of slow, kind of whatever. So you know what we did? We put on some Nicki Minaj, you know? And oh...
I thought we were going to be queuing out with Taylor today.
No, we are not. We're queuing out with Nicki Minaj, Cowgirl.
That's a good song.
It's filthy. That's really good. It's really filthy, but hey, it's a great song.
That's Nicki.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, it just the music, everything is upbeat. I just love it. So, are you ready for the week, bud?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I am. I am. Life is beautiful. You know?
It is.
Yeah. So, I love you, son.
Love you too. Let's cue out with this song, Nicki Minaj, Cowgirl, and let's have a great week.
Yeah, let's crush it, everyone.
Talking about him packing like a flight for a trip. Said he don't drink, but he might take a sip. They ain't on point when you come through to see me. He know all these other really wanna be me. I know how to make get creamy, dreamy. Ayo, 1, 2, check one, it's fun too. I get it done too. 40 inch my frontal, I get it 3, 4. Yup, yup, I'm about to ride down like a seesaw. Is that CD or? Do you see? Is she done give you head when you pull it in the V? Is she done busted open her islands by the sea? Hey, I S-F-I-N-G, while you rolling a tree? Rude boy, you're not pre. Just wanna get drunk tonight.
This is a Stew Agency production, recorded and edited by Aiden Big Deal O'Neill.